morning. Thank you so much for joining me in our devotion today. Alfred did such a great job of reminding us of how we are so fully loaded with the promises of God on Sunday. And I'm going to continue with this last point on magnifying the Lord. When we magnify Him, it's just a wonderful way to refocus, to focus on who He is, our promises, and who we are in Him. So let's look at some worship songs, some scriptures that can help us magnify Him today. Alyssa Smith has written the most beautiful song called Surrounded. And one of the lines is, "This is how I fight my battles. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you." And I was given the picture and I learned all these wonderful facts about little ghost crabs. And they are so cute, but they only come out at night. And the reason is that these cute little crabs have the most incredible ability to see 360 degrees around them. But the reason they are so vulnerable is because they can look around, but they can't look up. And so they don't see the seagulls coming straight down towards them and they get attacked. And so they have to come out at night and be protected by darkness. How often does that happen in our lives, where we have all these circumstances coming around us, where we see all around us, but we don't look up? And so this morning, I want to remind us to look up. And let's read together what Psalm 121 says, where David reminds us, "I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night." What a wonderful promise we can hold on to right now, that we lift up our eyes, because that's where our help comes from. No matter what you're going through, no matter what circumstances, I feel that every day at the moment is just the surprise adventure, because we just don't know what's happening. We can't plan, we can't see what the future is holding, but we have this one promise, and that is our God is never changing. And just like the song says, "This is how I fight my battles," I choose to look up. And I was reminded of Elisha and the servant, where they get completely surrounded by their enemies. And the servant runs to Elisha and he's panicking and he's terrified. And Elisha prays the most powerful prayer found in 2 Kings chapter 6 in verse 17, where Elisha prays and says, "Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see." Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. Maybe you're feeling surrounded today. Maybe the negative news of COVID has surrounded you. Maybe you have family and friends that are suffering. I pray today the same prayer that Elisha prayed, that the Lord will open your eyes, that you will see that you may be surrounded, but you're not surrounded by the world's pressure. You are surrounded with a God that is fighting your battles, that there are armies and chariots of fire surrounding and working on your behalf today. We would love to hear from you. We would love to pray with you. Won't you contact us? We would love to be there for you at this time. And always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.